Married at First Sight. Chapter 4351. What did your brother say? After Telemurk hung up the phone, Elora asked him. My eldest brother told us to go home first and have dinner. If it's still early, go to the hospital. If it's late, we can go visit my eldest sister-in-law and the child tomorrow. My eldest sister-in-law will be discharged from the hospital tomorrow afternoon. Telemurk looked at her and said gently, Brother thinks that since it's your first time to go home with me to meet my parents, you shouldn't go straight to the hospital after getting off the plane. Even though my sister-in-law giving birth is a happy event, the hospital is always a taboo place. So, Big Brother didn't let us go directly to the hospital. It was also my inconsiderateness. We just listened to Big Brother and went home first after we arrived. I've told my family. Grandma and my parents will definitely be waiting for us at the villa. This was the first time he brought a girl home, and this girl was the granddaughter-in-law chosen by his grandmother. The elders in the family will naturally take it very seriously. Telemurk blamed himself for not thinking of this. Elora didn't care, but he couldn't ignore such details. He couldn't go straight to the hospital when Elora came back with him to meet his parents for the first time. Elora smiled and said, Actually, I don't care about those things. However, Elora was still very satisfied that the York family valued her so much. Whether you care or not, we must have the right attitude. We can't do whatever we want just because you don't care. Telemurk held her hand and said, Do you want to take a nap? The flight is more than 3 hours long, we can both take a nap. He is fine and can rest normally. Elora is busy with work and always goes out early and comes back late, so she doesn't have enough time to rest. Okay, you get some sleep too. Elora was indeed tired. However, she can relax for 3 to 5 days afterwards, which is not bad. Originally, she thought she would only be there for 3 days. Her sisters were considerate of her, and her parents and elders thought that 3 days was too short, and suggested that she should stay for at least 5 days to truly feel the York family's attitude towards her. Her sisters promised that the company would be fine and operate normally when she was not at home. Elora arranged her work and returned to Wildspoon with Telemurk, deciding to stay for 5 days. One is to meet the parents, the second is to see Serenity and her son, and the third is to take it as a vacation and have a good time in Wildspoon for a few days. Telemurk will always be with her. After his brother hung up the phone, Zachary York said to the others, Sixth brother brought Miss Elora Ormond back today. This is the first time Miss Elora Ormond has come here. This is considered a formal meeting with the parents. You all should go back. We need to give Miss Elora Ormond a good impression and let her feel our family's sincerity. Rowan and the others said, Okay, we'll go back later. Sixth brother just took a plane. It will take more than 3 hours to fly back from there. We'll go back later. Grandma is at home. She will arrange everything. These brothers just need to go back and show their faces so that Elora can recognize them. The elders will arrange how to entertain Elora. Since Grandma is at home anyway, they don't have to worry about anything. Grandma May, you guys are a bunch of bad boys. Grandma is already old, and you still expect her to take care of everything for you. Everyone, isn't Grandma enjoying it? Not long after, Cameron came to the hospital. She brought a bouquet of flowers. For Serenity. Cameron was here to chat with Serenity, and everyone was driven back to their hometown by Zachary York. Telemurk brought Elora back, definitely to his hometown, where all the elders were. That is to say, during the time when Serenity was in the hospital waiting for delivery, everyone lived in Zachary York's big villa in the city so that it would be convenient for them to visit Serenity in the hospital. After Serenity gave birth, both mother and child were safe, so the elders returned to Wildridge Manor Villa. Serenity will be discharged from the hospital tomorrow and go home to recuperate after giving birth. She has discussed with her husband and decided to go back to Wildridge Manor Villa to recuperate after giving birth. It is quiet, the air is good, the elders are all at home, and there are many servants at home, so she can get the best care. Although the big villa under Zachary York's name can be well taken care of, it is impossible for the elders to live with them all the time. They are more accustomed to living in their own territory. Married at First Sight Chapter 4352. Serenity also likes Wildridge Manor Villa more. Brother, you should take a rest too. I'll take care of Serenity and the child. Cameron said to Zachary York, and then went to look at the child. She adores children. Serenity is in good spirits. He can eat, sleep, and get out of bed to move around. Now the baby just eats and sleeps, and eats when he wakes up. When he poops, I just change his diaper and he falls asleep peacefully. I don't have to worry about him much. Zachary York was exhausted recently, so he just rested on the sofa in the small hall outside. The baby is awake. Cameron was about to make the milk powder, and Serenity said, it was only recently eaten, maybe he had diarrhea. Hearing that the baby might have diarrhea, Cameron was a little at a loss. She picked up the baby from the crib and walked over, handed the baby to Serenity, and said with a smile, I have no experience, you help change the baby's diaper. Serenity took her son in her arms, and Cameron went to get the diaper. She stood by and watched Serenity skillfully change the baby's diaper. Tong Tong, this is also your first time being a mother, but you are very experienced and skilled in taking care of children. Serenity smiled, I helped take care of Sunny while he was growing up. She kept her son company. The little guy looked at her with his eyes open, and kicked the small quilt that wrapped him from time to time. These calves are pretty strong. Cameron touched the child's feet. If he wakes up and doesn't cry or make a fuss, and I don't hold him, he will definitely kick the quilt. He's so small. The quilt isn't heavy. Don't look at how small he is. He's very strong. When he was in my stomach, he often kicked me and it hurt. Serenity complained about her son's strength, but her face was full of tenderness. She held her son high and kissed him on his little face. This is her blood-related child. This is her blood-related child. Give me a hug. Cameron stretched out his hands. Serenity was just about to hand the baby to her when there was a knock on the door. I'll go see who's here. Big brother is resting. Cameron said. Serenity hummed, retracted her hand and continued to hold her son. Soon, Cameron went out and opened the door. Zachary York was sleeping soundly on the sofa in the small hall. Perhaps he was too tired. He finally got a chance to relax and have a good sleep, but he slept particularly deeply. The knock on the door didn't wake him. The person standing at the door was Carrie, who was Mrs. Lab. The media in Wildspoon has reported the news that the eldest lady of the York family gave birth safely. Carrie only then realized that Serenity had given birth to a son, and both mother and child were safe. She was so jealous at home that she kept cursing Serenity and her son. He smashed quite a few things, and only stopped after being warned by two bodyguards of the Lab family. After venting her anger, Carrie adjusted her mood, brought some nutritional supplements and came to the hospital, wanting to see Serenity and the child. What are you doing here? Cameron asked coldly. Even if Carrie is Mrs. Lab, it cannot erase the fact that she is Carrie. Because no one knew what Carrie's purpose was, no one exposed Carrie. Married at First Sight Chapter 4353. Carrie also hated her elder sister in her heart, but she controlled her hatred tightly and did not dare to show it at all. Mrs. York has given birth, right? I came to see her. Carrie kept smiling. Cameron stared at her for a long time before saying coldly, wait a moment, I'll see if Serenity is awake. If she wants to see you, I'll ask Mrs. Lapp to come in. After saying that, she closed the door and stopped Carrie outside. Carrie's face darkened, but soon returned to normal. Cameron turned back to the room and said to Serenity, "My sister, who has some ulterior motives, is here. She said she wants to see you and the child. Do you want to see her? Now that she's here, let her in. Baby, you help me hold her. She always keeps her distance from you. You hold the baby, she won't ask to be held." Serenity was not afraid of what Carrie would do to her, but she was afraid that the woman would do something bad to the child. Some people with evil hearts would pinch the child or put needles in the child's clothes when no one was paying attention. In short, a person with a black heart can be cruel even to a newborn baby. Good. Since Serenity was willing to see her, Cameron went out and opened the door again, saying to Carrie, "Come in, Serenity just woke up." Carrie thanked her with a smile and came in with the gifts she had bought. Seeing Zachary York sleeping on the sofa, Carrie walked lightly for fear of waking Zachary York up. Deep down, she was somewhat afraid of Zachary York, as this man was the most ruthless. No, his ruthlessness is only directed at others. He is gentle and affectionate towards Serenity. I don't know how many people envy and hate Serenity. After Carrie had gone through so much, she realized what happiness in life was, and she couldn't help but feel envious and jealous of her elder sister, Serenity, and others. She especially hated her eldest sister's happiness the most. Ever since she could remember, the family had been her world. Her parents doted on her and treated her like the apple of their eye. Her elder sister was not even as good as a servant at home, and she bullied her elder sister. Well, every time she bullied her elder sister would always retaliate against her. In fact, she didn't take advantage. She was able to suppress her sister entirely because of her parents' love. As long as she cried, her mother would stand on her side regardless of whether her sister beat her or not. Although she couldn't get any advantage from her sister, she could be considered the winner because her mother vented her anger for her. After Cameron became blind at the age of 16, she was able to deal with Cameron on her own. A blind man, any punishment she could give Cameron was enough to make him suffer. Cameron, who had just lost his sight, was not used to the dark world and was often hurt by her. No one felt sorry for Cameron even though he was injured. At that time, in Carrie's eyes, Cameron was not even as good as a dog in her family. However, now, the Newman family has fallen into the hands of Cameron, and my brother trusts Cameron very much and listens to her. Cameron even married the man she once wanted to marry. Live a happy life and regain your sight. Her life went downhill instead. Now, on the surface she lives a life of luxury, but she is the only one who knows how much grievance and suffering she has endured. Mr. Lab simply doesn't treat her as a human being. You can do whatever you want to her. She can't resist or look gloomy, otherwise she will be beaten. Being whipped with belts and whips was a kind of pain that Cameron had never experienced before. After Cameron brought her sister into the room, she went to Serenity, took the baby, then sat down on the family member's bed next to her, looking at the baby without looking at her sister. Mrs. Lab. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4354. Serenity looked at Carrie. This woman had changed a lot. She had become more cunning and could hide secrets. "Madam, I heard that you gave birth, so I came to see you. No wonder I haven't seen you sending Sunny to kindergarten recently." Carrie placed the supplements she brought on the bedside table and said to Serenity, "I bought you some supplements. After giving birth, your vitality has been greatly damaged. You need to replenish yourself." She was not allowed to give birth to the child. If she had been allowed, she would have had fetal movement by now and would have given birth in the second half of the year. Thinking of her unfortunate child, Carrie looked at the baby held by her sister. "I really want to go over and see the baby." Because the baby was held by Cameron, she couldn't get too close, for fear that Cameron would discover her flaw. "The child is very cute. Carrie sat down in front of the bed, her eyes and eyebrows gentle, and asked Serenity. In my eyes, my son is the cutest child in the world. Carrie complained in her heart that he was shameless, but she smiled and said, That's right, your own children are the cutest. If I could have kept my child, it would have been born in the second half of the year. Unfortunately, my health was not good enough and I couldn't keep it. I guess we are not destined to be together. Serenity comforted her, Mrs. Lab is still young and will have children in the future. Take care of yourself first and then have children in 2 years. Carrie smiled, well, I've let it go, but when I see the baby, I can't help but think of my child. Madam, can I hold the baby? Cameron looked up at her and said coldly, Mrs. Lab has never been a mother and she is young. How can she hold a baby? It is not easy to hold a baby that is just a few days old. It is soft and fluffy. Mrs. Lab, just take a look. It's better not to hug her. After hearing what she said, Carrie could no longer hold her smile. She looked very embarrassed and said, That's right, I have no experience holding a baby. Then, I won't hold it. Cameron lowered his head to look at his nephew again and said, I don't even know how to hold a baby. Cameron lowered his head to look at his nephew again and said, I don't even know how to hold a baby. The baby is asleep too. When he is asleep, he doesn't like others to touch him or wake him up. He cries so loudly that it's hard to comfort him. Mrs. Lab, just look at it, don't hug it. Carrie smiled awkwardly, okay, I won't hug you. She didn't even go closer to take a look. I had already cursed Cameron thousands of times in my heart. The blind man obviously didn't want her to hold the baby. Do you think she will be bad for the baby? Although she was jealous of Serenity and wanted to kill Serenity's son, she also knew that once she killed Serenity's son, she would not be able to survive. Carrie doesn't want to die. She is still young and there is a bright future ahead of her. In order to survive, she endured and endured. Serenity said, This is my first time being a mother and I have no experience. My husband feeds the baby and changes diapers for the baby. His posture of holding a child is better than mine. Zachary York originally followed Josh Buchame to learn how to be a nanny. However, he didn't learn much because he was too busy with work. Now he is putting his knowledge into practice and is becoming more and more proficient. Carrie smiled, Mr. York is so good to you. It's really enviable.